G'day, everyone. Thank you for downloading the podcast.
Big show today.
What'd you like, Steph?
What did I like about the show today? What did we do? See here. I liked your songs, Savage Songs.
Thank you. They were Savage.
What are you looking at?
Television.
What's on?
It's an ad for a retirement village, but there was a lady at the start of it who was a proper actor back in the day. She looks familiar, but now she's doing retirement village ads, and I'm just trying to work out where I'd seen her, what TV show I'd seen her on.
See if I can find the one, because when we were in when we were in the States, and the ads in the States are just insane, right? They're all for
you've always liked commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, the after that they do over in America, though.
Mm-hmm.
The warning, 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 warning.
Yeah, and but the thing about the ads are the people in the ads still have to go about their happy lives for another solid 2.5 minutes where they go, could include diarrhea, high blood pressure, whatnot.
My mate's on an ad over in America for some medication.
God, that's it. That's good.
It played in the Super Bowl, actually.
Really?
Well, how did he get for it? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean,
I know he's an actor, not the...
He just does commercials.
I take one for you, Matt.
He filmed it here in Australia and ended up playing over in America.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's great.
It's very good. He would get extra money for that when they do different televised and what it was supposed to be. Because I got royalties for an ad that I did. I think it was supposed to be for China. And then they showed it somewhere else. Yeah, the wine. And I kept getting checks for it.
Yeah.
Not that much. Like $100. Yeah,
it's better than nothing here, 100%. Isn't it?
This is one I take for you because it's a classic. And it is your favorite, so.
With many of Life Alert's 3 emergency systems, help can be summoned immediately. Whether at home.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
In the bathroom.
I've fallen in the shower.
Or on the go.
Help. I'm in the park and I can't get up.
So that
makes you sound like the worst person in the world.
It's a safety thing for elderly people again.
Yeah.
And they press a button and there's someone answers. They go, I've fallen and I can't get up. I can't believe that's still on TV over there.
Well, people keep falling over.
I wonder if they need it as much with mobile phones.
They say they save an average of 6,000 people a week.
Do they say it on the ad?
And they do say that.
Well,
on the
ad. It's like a necklace. You just press one button.
Oh, you press it rather than having to. I was just saying because a lot would have mobile phones on them.
Yeah.
When they fall.
This is the reason. This is the one I found on the internet years ago. I've been rolling this out on. I've rolled that on multiple radio shows.
Oh, we thought
fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
But the reason it's funny is not because she's fallen. But
it's because she can't get up.
No. Oh. The acting is very similar to when you watch a Dan Oz direct ad, you know, and it's really overacted. Do you spill every cup of water all over your laptop? But she's like laying there. She's not quite old enough either. She looks like she's able to get up.
Mm. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Well, anyway, it's Brooklyn, half a world away, 1 a.m. in the morning.
It's
I thought of you.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Thought of you again in Vancouver when we saw the Christmas lights.
Oh, I love Christmas.
Sent you a photo of that.
When did you think of me? you could have come up with something funny. Doesn't matter.
No.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, you would have thought of her at some point. When you're at the front of Trump Tower?
Why was that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think what I saw on his Instagram. When you went to Central Park.
Sure.
When you went to Tiffany's?
When you went to the zoo?
Tiffany's.
You didn't go to Tiffany's, did you?
I went to a little pop-up.
Oh, no, not like that. You got to go to the Tiffany's, the breakfast at Tiffany's one.
Yeah. Got a book beforehand, though. It's very popular, breakfast at Tiffany's.
I wonder why.
They don't have very many seats.
Oh.
No. I expected a bigger thing, but they're like, just so you know, that's the gimmick. We really want you here to buy jewellery. We're not going to wipe out a whole level of jewellery just so you can have an omelette, dipshit. All right, here's today's podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, g'day, mate. Thanks, Chip.
Legend.
There's words that if you change the tone of them can be taken very differently.
I think it's solely the tone. You really don't like this.
It's just, you can tell, right? And maybe it's mainly between two guys, and I'll be interested to see if there's words between women that come to mind as well.
I would like to let you know that I can make any word patronising.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Why are you patronising me?
Are you sure that's the word you mean, champ?
And that's the big one.
Good one, mate.
The word champ, right, said like, g'day, champ, fine.
Mm.
But if you say, righto, champ, not a good one.
No.
That's because you say it, so that's why you're aware of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And guys do it to each other often. So for guys like peacocking and, you know, thinks they're holding the room, it only takes one other person to just go, righto, champ. And that just pretty much cuts you off at the knees.
That's true. What about girls? I think for girls, wouldn't it be like sweetheart? You're like, all right, sweetheart.
But I often say like honey or sweetheart. But yeah, if I go, okay, doll. Mm. All right, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
So you can, but you can make anywhere. But I don't, I actually say mate. And I text a friend the other saying happy birthday, mate. And he goes, if you call me mate one more time, because I know how you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm also uncomfortable as a man. I don't call women mate.
Oh, no?
Like, I don't feel like that's a word I can use for a woman.
Well, Scotty now feels like he's getting in trouble for saying other words, because he says, like, oh, sweetheart, and now he's like, are women taking offence to it?
Mm.
So he doesn't know if he should be changing it to mate.
Yeah, it is a hard one. It's the same as when you write an email, because of the times, like, you can't write, hey, guys.
Mm.
Or if I write an email and it's just girls on there, is it inappropriate for me to say, hey, girls, or
I've
hey, ladies?
I've changed it to, hey, gang.
Hey, gang.
Hey, gang.
Like,
yeah,
hey,
okay.
Gang.
Hey, so gang.
Fluid, gang. Gang's okay. Because Siobhan, our executive producer, you're quite often on those emails. If I wrote a, hey, ladies, would you hate that?
Yeah, because I think I'd kind of read it as, hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah, right.
Whereas all I want is like, hey, can you get this? Thanks.
Okay. Can we just get less ladies. Offended?
Mm.
No.
No. No, we can't, mate.
Oh, no, just, champ.
What are some of the other ones for you?
Here are some of the big ones. I've gone online and done some investigating.
Mm. He's chasing the story.
Righto, muscles.
Okay, yeah, righto. Don't ever do that to me again.
Yeah, righto, muscles.
Isn't it a compliment? You got muscles.
No, because of the way he said it.
So it's saying you haven't got muscles.
Yeah.
In fact, if anyone's got muscles, you wouldn't actually say it because they're going to beat the crap out of you.
Or no, or even if they do, it's because they're roided up and they've got nothing else going for them except their muscles, so they make sure the tank top
You're
always
right.
shows
You don't
them
say
off.
That to them.
No, you don't.
You just walk away and say, well, I can see the nipple in that top.
Yeah, right on muscle.
Yes. Right.
They're quite often chicken legged though, so you can get away.
Yeah, you can
so
run
So you
fast.
only pick the people you can run from.
Skip leg day muscles.
Come on, bucko.
Oh, bucko.
Bucko.
That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Simmer down, bucko.
Oh.
Righto, chief. It's said the same as champ. Chief can be like, g'day, chief, or said like that. Buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
But
buddy, make sure you get your shoes, although it is awkward because our friend has a son called Buddy.
Nah.
So I'll go like, hey, buddy, make sure you grow. And then, not you, buddy. I mean, but you, mate.
It's also context. Hey, great sex, buddy. Nah. My name, Stuart. There's only a very select group of people that I can handle calling me Stewie. And others are just...
Oh, Stewie!
You see? Yeah. Some people can.
Good to know that.
And some people cannot. Yeah.
Why? You just feel like
they're
being
rude? It doesn't sound right out of some people. I'm just like, no, you can't.
Your mum says Stuart.
She says Stuart.
Stuart.
Stuart. Yeah.
Hey, Stuart, you're a very, very bad boy. Stuart.
Stuart or dickhead.
Yeah, she does like that one.
She does like that one too, or that one.
Yeah, you can take it.
But she says that really affectionately.
She does. She does.
That's what she called our gang.
24 past 6 with dickhead Abby and Matt.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060, we'd love to hear from you during first calls. Matty did ask for anyone who's listening to the radio at home. He doesn't believe it happens.
Well, no, it's very uncommon.
No, I disagree.
Mm.
A lot of people have it on. I have it on.
Yeah, well, I haven't. The only person I know who still has the radio is Grandma. She still turns it on so no one breaks into her house.
Can we not get surprised that people listen to us?
No, I'm not surprised.
You just said I'm surprised.
Well, I thought most of it would happen in the car.
Shannon, in Murray, how are you listening?
I'm listening on the radio.
In whereabouts in the house?
I have one in the kitchen, and I have one upstairs that I specially bought so I can play it in the bathroom.
Oh.
See, I love that.
Shannon, if you ever need it updated, you let us know. We'll buy one for you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because I used to listen to it on the app, and I still have the app, but I don't like the delay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What is it, about 30 seconds or something, isn't it?
Yeah, because then the kids come up and run and tell me, Mom, the Alpha Bucks answers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I haven't heard it yet. I had to go and buy a radio.
Well, thank you, Shannon. I don't get me wrong. I would love everyone in Brisbane to have a radio in their house and they turn it on at 6 o'clock every morning.
That should be our next big giveaway then.
Giveaway radios.
They're hard to go and find them at the shops. You can.
Yeah, the digital ones.
The digital ones you can.
Yeah, JB have them.
If you've got the, we're saying as well, if you've got the Alexa or the Google Home, there is a radio app where you can say,
you actually just say,
hey Alexa, play Hit 105.
Yeah, Hit 105, and it goes,
But the app in the Alexa is called Radio App. So you can download Radio App to your phone as well.
Yeah, no, I just say that and it starts playing. Yeah, there was one, I think, over in South Africa that started playing a radio station that might have a similar name.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So I said, yeah, Brisbane.
Well, Cynthia, thank you, Shannon.
In Karina, what do you want to say during first calls?
Hello.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hi, I just want to put it out there about the massive shortage of hand sanitizer at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
All the shelves are bare in chemists, supermarkets. I searched numerous sites online yesterday and it's all out of stock. But I want to put it out there that everybody is in the same situation. We all are wanting hand sanitizer for a particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks ago, I was out at Sunnybank and they actually had on the shelf, you know, like because of the virus, limit per customer.
Mm.
But I was at Carindale the other afternoon and the shelf was bare. And the lady there putting out stock of soap said that one lady came in and asked if there was hand sanitizer. And she said, I'll just check out the back. So she went out the back and they had a delivery. This lady actually bought a whole box and a half of the hand sanitizer because she said that she had children going to school. And I thought, well, I'm sorry, but you're not the only person who would have children going to school that would need, you know, the sanitizer.
Yeah, everyone needs it. Sharing is caring.
Although didn't they come out and say not to use it, though?
Did they?
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm in Karina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just... Can you hear her now?
Hey, Shane.
Aww.
Hey, Shane. Thanks for calling, Cynthia. Shane, what do you want to chat about today, buddy?
Mate, I just wanted to ring up and tell you that Lennox, who I helped deliver on my lounge room floor, who you met 6 months ago,
is
older today.
Oh, it's his birthday. He's 6 months old today.
It's a little half birthday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got over the shock yet, Shane?
Yeah, I'm over the shock. Yeah, so you look at his face and you get over it pretty quickly. So,
Go on our Facebook page, we'll retag it on there. We actually had you and your lovely wife in, and we tracked down the phone call of you on to 000, which was amazing stuff.
And as we said that day, Shane, you did an amazing job. You are an absolute hero, sir.
Look, I only did 10% of it, mate. If it wasn't for Alina and it wasn't for the guys at the ambulance centre, then it probably wouldn't have happened that smoothly. So
don't brush it off like that, mate. It's all you. Champion.
Shout out to your beautiful wife.
Yeah, she was there too. She did
Hey, at what point are you going to stop celebrating months? You know when you say to someone, how old's your baby? And they're like, oh, they're 26 months old. You know?
Once it hits 1 year, that's it. You know, you're not 764 months old. You're 11 months old, 1 year, and that's it,
Although people have started doing the 18 months because they go in sizes that you can buy clothes. Because because obviously you can buy one because they start slowing down in their growth after that. You know, the first year is just huge, but you can buy 18 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it sort of goes to 2 years. So I have noticed a lot of people have been saying they're 18 months.
I'm turning 504 months this
You're month. Older than that, mate. We know that.
No, he put it in his calculator.
I timed it. Yeah. 504. It doesn't tell it that much when you say it.
No,
like
it doesn't at all.
No. I got another 500 in me. Fingers crossed.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
There's a major disparity in petrol prices across the southeast. Depending which suburb you live in, you could be paying 50 cents more a litre.
Give me fuel. I get annoyed with that. It should be the same price everywhere. It's like when you go to groceries in different suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
Why are avocados more here?
Yeah, price of eggs should be the same everywhere. But we are giving away fuel for an entire year. You don't have to stress about it. You don't have to try and fill up when the petrol is low. You can do whatever you want. Register hit105.com.au.
I did see on the Oxley Community Facebook page.
You love that place.
Yeah. Community pages are the best.
Are you the president yet?
No, I'm working towards it.
Yep.
I know the guy who runs it. I'm trying to see if he can give me, you know, VP.
Administration rights.
Yes, yeah. It's like I can block people. No, someone wrote on there that when they were stuck on the Western coming into the city, remember when there was the sinkhole and the water main burst?
Mm-hmm.
That the only two petrol stations that you could exit off to get to had jacked up their fuel by 50 cents.
Wow.
And if you looked on like any of the apps, everywhere else was 50 cents cheaper, but they knew the peeps are here. Mm. They're going to be coming in because they don't want to sit on the highway.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Have you ever run out of fuel?
No. Funnily enough, I nearly ran out yesterday, but that's only because when I get into my wife's car, she never fills it up. So I'm driving to school pickup.
Mm.
Bing, bing, bing.
Do you get an alarm?
Yeah, I get a bing. My bing went off this morning, funnily enough.
Oh, no, I just get a light, and sometimes you can just cover it over with a little bit of paper.
If you close one eye.
You can do that with traffic. I did run out of petrol. I was doing the weather for Channel 9, and I was heavily pregnant down the Gold Coast.
Ooh.
And I'd run out, and you know when you put it in, like, the GPS, and I could not find it, because it was over the other side, and I kept going around, and I did the whole, like, turn off the radio, don't use the aircon, just in case, and I was stressing.
That doesn't work, does it, turning off the aircon?
And I did the stupid thing of, like, calling my husband. What is he going to do?
Mm.
He goes, you know his advice? Get to a petrol station.
Oh, genius, like, that man.
I would have said, coming down hills, just whack it in neutral.
Yeah, that works.
Remember that old one? Just whack it in neutral, roll
down
the hill.
I got off the M1, obviously, and I did a side street, and I managed to get it, and I asked him, and I was like, where's the petrol station? And he's like, down there. And then it had completely stopped. And then I would just
rolled in.
It was just on the hill. Just rolled in. And I was crying, and I got to the guy, and I'm like, you have no idea how amazing it is you're here. And he goes, yeah, righto.
Been here for a while, love.
There's nothing sadder than seeing someone walking with a jerry can. No, is it? Because it's shame.
Can't organise your life.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes that's for your lawnmower.
When you're walking down the M1 with a jerry can?
That's how I get mine. Shut up. Yeah, right.
I don't know, is it...
Embarrassing? It was.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Stupid.
Yeah. Especially when I rolled down the hill, but then to actually get to the Bowser, I had to get someone to push me because it was a slight uphill one.
Why are gas stations on a slight uphill?
I always think that, you know, you hear those stories, whether they're true or not. Like, you know, oh, my mate who lived in Paddington, he was on empty, thought he could get around for a while, but because it's so hilly, you know, all the fuel goes to the back of the tank.
Well, it doesn't work. On at different places, yeah.
I found that, especially more so with the scooter, because the tank is small. If you were on an angle, you wouldn't be able to start it if it was close to empty. Yeah.
So you just pick it up and tilt it?
Yep.
No.
Right just, up over my head.
Well, he just used his feet on the side. Wee, just push along.
Yeah, done that too.
We can't call you Scooter Boy anymore. You've sold it.
Well,
you've become a car man.
I have. My car man.
13, 10, 16.
Do you have to sing that?
Makes it sound cooler.
Did it?
13, 10, 60. When have you run out of fuel? Like, have you been that person where you've held up traffic for hours, you know, at an intersection?
Mm-hmm.
We won't judge you for it.
Oh, I definitely can't.
No.
Maybe you've run out somewhere scary, like in the middle of nowhere.
Imagine if you're the person who's driving the hearse between the church and the burial, and you're like, oh, no, I forgot to fill up.
Well,
they break down all the time, especially when some of them are a bit, like, old and...
He was always late when he was alive. Not surprising.
So you are coming to my funeral?
Supposed to start at 5, Matty!
You would do.
He's going to rock up in the coffin with a coffee, I guarantee you.
That's right. The first thing I'm going to say is, and Stav is obviously turning in his grave.
13, 10, 60. Where have you run out of fuel? Let's hear from you this morning at Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There's a major disparity in petrol prices across the southeast. Depending which suburb you live in, you could be paying 50 cents more a litre.
Give me fuel.
When have you run out of fuel? I admit it. I've done it before. Poor organisation on my behalf. I like to pretend it was a faulty switch. It wasn't. But we're giving away free fuel for a year so you wouldn't have to stress about not being able to fill it up, not having money in your accounts.
We've all been in that situation on a Friday where you're like, do I get a tank of fuel or do I go to First Choice and buy a slab of beer instead?
I think it was always I was running late for things. So I was like, well, I'll get it on the way back.
Mm.
Oh, I'm running late for this. I'll get it on the way back.
Get the way there, way back.
Mm.
Maddie in Southport. Where did you run out of fuel?
I ran out of fuel on Ipswich Road out front of Dixon Homes. I was turning from the on-ramp
heading north, and I was in a V-double.
Oh.
And no one could actually turn north onto Ipswich Road.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, I ended up having to run over to M&K Auto and getting a 50-gallon, 50-litre tank of fuel.
Yeah, that's not really a jerry can, is it, for that big truck?
And also...
Yeah, no, it was actually two jerry cans, and then we had to blow the air out of the system and got started and took it to the base and filled her up. But, yeah,
you had a
400-litre tank and she still took 402 litres.
Wow. You had a few things there at play. Everyone on the Ipswich motorway hated you. Plus, you had the shame of going into a mechanics, copping all of the laugh and abuse from the guys in there, telling them what you'd done.
Oh, because of the roadworks there, everyone was actually going around me on the dirt, and I was, you know, sort of like waving around me, and as I'm waving around me, they're sort of shouting encouragement.
Yeah, that's very nice of them, isn't it? Yeah.
Carol, in Yeronga, where have you run out of petrol?
Many years ago, we used to live in Melbourne, and my parents lived in Eden in New South Wales, and we had visitors from England visiting my auntie and my cousin, so we drove up for the weekend. Left late on a Sunday afternoon to come home, and we passed the last petrol station. I said to my husband, that's the last one. I used to drive that road all the time. I knew it really well. He goes, no, there's another one up ahead. It's about 11 o'clock at night by this stage. We ran out of petrol with my auntie, my two kids, and my cousin in the car in the middle of nowhere.
How long ago was this, Carol? Because the emotion is still 20. There.
We still laugh about it now, actually.
Does he?
It'll be probably 15 years ago now.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow.
Remember that time we ran out of petrol? Told you that was the last one, didn't I?
She's always got that up her sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Holly and Karina, when did you run out of fuel?
Hi, guys. So it was quite a while ago now. We went on a family road trip with Dad. Late the night before, we passed out of Cunnamulla and passed the sign that said last fuel station for 200 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
Next minute, the middle of the day, in the middle of a heat wave, in the middle of central Queensland, just ran out of fuel. Just had absolutely nothing in a tank. Hailing other cars down saying, can you help? Can you like help get us some fuel? And they're like, oh, we're diesel.
Oh.
No one's fuel around the area.
So did someone give you guys a lift back to the fuel station, or what did you do?
Well, we were lucky. We were lucky in the end. Some Sparkies that just happened to be driving by, they were petrol, and they just jumped in. We jumped in the car with them, got some jerry cans, and then headed back to our car and went on our way.
Best part of that would have been if then when you left the fuel station again, you're like, actually, I need to go to the toilet. Can we do it?
Can we go back? You should get a photo of that sign.
Aaliyah.
Hi.
Hi. When did you run out of fuel?
I'd literally just finished breaking up with my partner at the time and went to go hop in my car at the front of his house, and my car didn't start.
Oh, did you have to go back in?
Yeah, so I had to go back in and awkwardly ask him to take me to go get fuel to come back and put in my car so I could leave.
Was he crying when you went back?
Oh, God, no. No. All right.
Did he help you? Because I would have been like, you're on your own, champ.
He was really reluctant. And then when we got back and I turned my car on and got it all started again, he was like, oh, I really hope this is the last time we see one another.
Because you did the breaking up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Yeah. He was well within his rights to
deny
you help.
He wanted to get rid of her. He didn't want to have her stuck out the front of the house,
though. That too. Stab Abby and Matt.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Savage. That was savage.
You know when you have a fight with someone, especially when it happens to be a breakup fight, there's a lot of emotion involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often you say things that you don't mean.
It's not you, it's me. I don't like myself when I'm around you.
Yeah, you don't mean that.
I did at the time. I said it.
It's not you, it's me is pretty much saying it's absolutely you. I'm just trying to sever ties.
As I said,
and get
I don't like
done.
Myself when I'm around you. Don't bring out the best in me.
Please come back. I'll do anything you want.
You're at my house.
I'll leave.
No, you just write a song about it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'm actually going to play you now some of the most savage takedowns in songs. So I guess why not start with?
That's why I'm on my knees begging you, come back, please.
The most savage breakup song of all time.
Isn't it?
The only thing you left me when you left me. Me.
Oh, she showed her, mate.
That's Stab song, in case anyone is wondering. And everything's all right with Kat. He just I don't know.
There's some songs in the Hit 105 playlist that are pretty savage. This one, I can remember when this first came out. It was Justin Bieber. Mm. And it was about Selena Gomez. And you know what? He could have said nasty words and nasty stuff. But what he did was he put together some words that didn't sound nasty, but behind them.
Oh, yeah.
It was cutting.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Well, that's cutting it straight up.
That's hurtful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, my mum's a really nice person and it takes a lot for her to hate someone and she hates you.
And it's also, you know, when we were together and my mum act like she liked you?
No, fake.
My mum don't like you. She likes everyone.
She told me that from the first time she met you.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Technically, they didn't Ed Sheeran write that.
He did, but Ed Sheeran doesn't like anyone.
Mate, let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Done.
Lily Allen. This one is a bit more nasty.
Is this rumoured to be about Andy Lee?
Yes, it is rumoured to be about Andy Lee.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, Andy Lee from Hamish and Andy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that this was about him.
No, it's rumoured to be about
rumored,
him.
Rumoured, I said.
Actually, let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story. It's 100% about Andy Lee. That's just one thing.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't really care. Well, that may have happened once or twice, but
maybe we should have a gap year.
That was just a bad... Well, it would have been one bad night, hey?
That's what I thought. Mm. Now, the one that we've got on the air at the moment, I love this song. It is a brilliant song, but she has done a great job, Halsey, of just cutting off this dude at the knees. This is for her new song, You Should Be Sad.
You know you're not.
I mean, that hurts. She's saying, you're not a real man. Whatever. You can say that about anyone. But this is the line. When I was driving along, if I had a woman say this to me, I would crumble and I would be the most cut I've ever felt in my life.
I'm so glad I never ever had a baby with you.
I hate you so much that if I had created a human with you, I would not like the child. That's essentially what she's saying. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm so glad I
Yeah, you can interpret how you want. I would have thought the most cutting was you're not half the man you thought you were.
Oh, no, that I can take.
It's the baby thing, because you know that's his ultimate.
You know, a lot of women would have thought that about every man at one moment at a time. There's girls out there that think that about you.
Yeah, yeah, but to have it said to you in a breakup.
I'm pretty sure your cousin feels
in a breakup. Oh, righto, Chet.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Love
Brisbane. Looking out over the lovely River City at the moment, and sure, she's not in prime condition because it is pretty rainy out there, but it's safe to say, I think, unanimously in the studio, we all love Brizzy.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Until I go anywhere.
Wow, commitment.
No, I love Brisbane. I've been lucky enough to live in a lot of cities in Australia, and Brizzy's our home because it's the best.
It's really just a small country town with skyscrapers.
That's right. It's got that small country town feel with big city amenities, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I love it, and I'm the same. I've lived in pretty much every capital city in Australia, it's bar a couple.
Not everyone.
Let me rephrase that. I've lived in most.
I've had everything at this buffet.
Actually, I've only lived in Perth, Brisbane and Sydney, so back in your box.
And Maddie moved from the country to the Big Smoke.
Mm.
That's right. I was a Gladstone boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brisbane was always
the ultimate.
Like, it was huge. Growing up in Gladstone with the 20,000 people, if you went to Brisbane, it was like, wow, there's buildings here that have more than two levels on them.
I felt the same coming from Adelaide.
Well, you'd probably notice this more because Adelaide, I think, is kind of the same as Brisbane, where unlike any other cities around Australia, we do have our own eccentricities.
Mm.
Like Adelaide, especially with your Stobie poles and your whatnot. But in Brisbane, there are certain things that mark you out as a Brisbane person. Subtle Brisbane traits that only we have in this city. And we actually asked on our Instagram page and Facebook, what are some subtle Brisbane traits, and we got a few back.
When someone says you're meeting at Queen Street, they mean you're meeting at Hungry Jack's.
What school did you go to?
Down the coast means Goldie. Up the coast means Sunny Coast. And going for a drive to Mount Cutha means making out in the car.
The amount of ibises at South Bank and how they're all trying to attack us.
When you say around the corner, you actually mean blocks away.
The Paddo, the Kiako, Indro, Gabbo.
Only someone from Brisbane would know what this means. Let's go to Tops and ride the Dragon Coaster.
Let's go to Carindale means let's meet at the Westfield Shops at Carindale, not let's go to the suburb of Carindale.
Port Rack, Cheerios, Tugs, Potato Scallop.
Going into town, you'd mean going into Ipswich. Or when you say going into the city, you mean going into Brisbane.
Literally only knowing your side of the river. You either know the north side, like the back of your hand, or the south, depending on which side you reside in.
That's true. I admire those people because I'm such a south side girl that I'm always like, I don't know about that. North side, nah.
13 10 60. If you want to jump on board and throw some of your own subtle Brisbane traits, I remember port rack very clearly because I came from Sydney. My first day of school, they're like, "Go put your port in the port rack." I was like, "I don't know what either of those things are." Because what? Where did they get port from? Every other state calls it a bag.
I don't know.
My favourite is the Yakka because.
Oh yeah.
I was like, so what is it short for? It was exhibition.
Mm.
Like, how's Ecker short for exhibition?
Shut up, that's why.
Ecker just is. No, I just love it.
13, 10, 60, subtle Brisbane traits. Things that you know that are just Brisbane.
Yeah, people only would get here it. And they wouldn't understand.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60, we'll get you on next.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Love you, Brisbane.
We want to know, what are the subtle Brisbane traits? Maybe you've moved from a different city or overseas and you didn't get it until you live here and now it's second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's in Holland Park. What's your subtle Brisbane trait for us?
I moved up from Sydney and got married to a Brisbane boy and thought very strange with the south-north divide, but also the fact that the river's called the Brown Snake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The old Brown Snake.
Old Brown Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get over.
Yeah. Do you ever go to the HP?
I have no idea what that is.
The Holland Park Hotel. It's a great little pub. Check it out. The old HP.
There you go. There's another thing I need to learn.
Yep, there you go.
Deb in Springfield Lakes, your subtle Brisbane trait.
A washer.
Mm.
So I'm from Brisbane, but I've lived in all states of Australia, and I would say to my friends if they were over with their kids, oh, just go grab the washer in the bathroom, you can wipe their face with that. And they just stand there looking at me, what, you want me to go and wash her in the bathroom? I'm like, no, you know, the washer. And they go, I had to get the piece of cloth and show them. They go, oh, we call that a flannel. Or in other states, oh, we call that a cloth.
Mm.
Yeah, now that's a washer.
Yeah, it's you cut off face. Face washer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a washer.
Washer.
Do you want me to wash them?
Hey, Vanessa, what's your subtle Brisbane trait?
Oh, I live over at Shayla Park, right near the Logan Hyperdome, and we all call it the Bogan Dome.
Ah, the old Bogan Dome.
Mm-hmm. Logan Bogan.
You can only say that if you live there, though, you know?
Yes. That's right.
If it rhymes, it's okay.
Oh, good.
No, but it is true. People from Logan always call up and say it, and we're like, oh, we can't say it because it looks like we're putting it down. No,
that's
and
right.
I love Logan because it's got IKEA.
Nothing else, not the people. The people. I like Logan for the people.
Oh, come on, mate. Of course I do. But when's the last time you went down there? You're north side, aren't you?
I actually happened to be at IKEA on Saturday.
In text me.
No, down the road. I never tell anyone when I go to IKEA.
Oh, I love it because I've been wanting to get some stuff.
That's exactly why, because you'd be like, can you pick this up for me? And then, nah, my mum's exactly the same. Bunnings and IKEA, I never tell people I'm going there.
I've got all my glasses there and I've crashed a few, but I don't want to go there because the marketplace kills me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I went for a bed for Eden.
Yeah.
Left with a...
Slugenbugen.
An ottoman and some fake plants.
Oh, they have those now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the Hagenfagens.
Dez, you're on. Brisbane subtle trait.
Yeah, I've lived all over the country with for the military and just finally moved to Brisbane up to North Lakes. And a trait that I picked up very early is every morning you can always guarantee there will be a crash on the M1.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
If you're planning on an accident, peak hour on the M1 is the place to do it in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tenaya. Tenaya.
Tenaya.
That was close. Yeah, Tenaya.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Sorry. What's your Brisbane subtle trait?
Whenever you meet someone new, they always ask you what school you went to.
Oh,
no problem.
Yep. What school did you go to?
No, serious question.
Yeah, what school did you go to?
Alex Hillfire. Oh.
You know my mate, Tim. I think he was a year younger than you, though.
Possibly.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow worth $10,000. It'll be Thursday the 13th of February, the day before Valentine's Day. Your letter for Alpha Bucks is?
E for Egos.
Start your 2020 making new memories with a new Suzuki. Check out great offers. Visit Suzuki Queensland for details.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
$10,000, that's what it's worth. We pay every single day. If it goes off, another 10 grand for tomorrow. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right, we're heading out to Cabo and Kimberly. Morning, Kimberly. You got through for Alpha Bucks.
Yay!
What are you shaking your head at me for, Abby?
Your strange Instagram account that you just told me you watch.
Okay. I follow a page, Kimberly, and it's called Dogs Taking Dumps.
And I think, is that weird? Kimberly, that's weird, right?
My hubby actually follows another page that's a specific dog taking specific dumps over Australia. Surprise me.
You don't even like animals, though.
I know, but the internet's just full of negativity. It just breaks up all the whinging. It's good.
Maybe he likes poo.
Yeah. Kimberly, you've stumbled onto something. He does have a bit of an obsession. All right, let's see.
All right. Let's move on to something happier. We could be giving you $10,000 if you can answer 10 questions that Abby's about to throw at you. We get 30 seconds on the clock, $50 per question you get right. Remember, say pass if you don't know an answer to give yourself as much time, and we can only accept each answer the once, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you know that your letter is N for nephew.
No, I didn't, but I do now.
All right, here we go. Name a girl's name.
Nikita.
Name a type of breakfast food.
Nestle.
Name a body part.
Knee.
Name a spice.
A spice?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pass.
Name a Simpsons character.
Ned.
Name something you do on the weekend.
Nap.
Name a kid's toy.
Pass.
Name a band.
Nickelback.
Name a scientific element.
Nickel.
Name it.
Came home strong.
All right, you are walking away with $300.
That's a little bonus.
Sorry, I couldn't laugh with you when you said, name.
Me? Yeah.
No.
Bloody silent K's.
Silent letters, damn you.
So you could have had nose or neck for that one. And for a spice, you could have had nutmeg. And for a toy, you could have had a Nerf gun.
I'm always taking them off my kids too. What the heck?
Good on you, Kimberly. $300, we'll get that to ya.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby,
sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
I do think Australia needs to be more flexible and have more rights for parents when they do have time off for having kids. Mm-hmm. And we know that because I got a Dear Abby, abby@hit105.com.au, from a lady saying she lost her job after she told them she was pregnant. We were inundated with messages of people saying that it also happened to them.
She was on probation.
Which is always hard.
And you quite often think, and I've thought it when I've had probation for jobs, that, well, if they just say, we don't want you, they can just say that to you if it's within the probation period, questions asked. But we have Sandra Marks on the line, who is executive counsel and team leader at Harmer's Workplace Lawyers. Is this the case, especially when a woman is pregnant?
No, it's not the case, actually. So a misconception about probationary periods is that an employer can dismiss an employee without repercussion during that period. The relevance of a probationary period from a legal perspective really relates to contract law and unfair dismissals. So, for example, there's a six-month minimum period of employment for an employee of a business that's not a small business. That's a minimum period if you want to bring an unfair dismissal claim. But if someone discriminates against you during your probationary period, you still have other rights. So, for example, you can potentially bring a complaint under the anti-discrimination legislation, whether it's state or federal, or you could potentially bring a complaint under the general protections provisions of the Fair Work Act.
which protect employees from adverse action, which includes adverse action that's taken on the basis of pregnancy or carer's responsibilities.
Sandra, how common is pregnancy discrimination in Australia?
Abby, unfortunately, it's very common. We receive calls from employees about all types of discrimination, and pregnancy discrimination is one of the highest forms of most common forms of discrimination that we receive calls about. The reason you don't hear about it as much is because, one, employees are fearful about making complaints, and two, because often if they do make complaints, they're either resolved internally at the organisation or resolved confidentially at either the Fair Work Commission or at a human rights type commission.
For anyone that feels like they are, what's the number one thing that they can start doing now if they feel like they are getting discriminated towards?
Well, first thing is to document it. So make sure you keep records of time, places, who said what, because that's going to be important down the track if there's issues as to recollections of events, particularly in legal proceedings. Secondly, you should make a complaint internally. So if there's a grievance procedure, then that should be followed. Or if there's a dispute resolution procedure under an enterprise agreement or an award that applies to you, that should be followed. And making a complaint in writing, in particular, provides a form of protection to you. And hopefully it'll mean that the issues are looked at further internally and resolved. But if they're not, then really you're probably best off talking to a lawyer or a union or go to a legal community centre and obtain some advice about what your options are.
But how hard is it to get a win a case, especially if they have let you go, but the pregnancy has never been mentioned as the reason why? I mean, it obviously is the reason why, but they've never said specifically that that is why they're letting you go. Would that be very hard to prove wrongful dismissal, wouldn't it?
It can be difficult to prove. It depends on what form of action you bring. So there's a thing called a reverse onus in the general protections provisions. So there's a different onus that applies if you bring a claim under those provisions of the Fair Work Act. But it can be more difficult. It can be very difficult to prove, particularly if the employer says they're restructuring and they've documented the restructuring process and been very careful. Often it's a matter of proving there were no other valid reasons, so this must be the only reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Sandra, what about going back into the workforce after having a baby? Do they legally have to keep your job open? And what about if you only want to go back part-time? Do they have to let you?
So they have to keep your job open unless it is made redundant.
Oh, see, that's the whole thing. It always feels like there's ways around it for employers.
If there is a redundancy, they have to consult with you during your maternity leave. So if you're on maternity leave or paternity leave, they do have an obligation to consult. And, you know, you can challenge a redundancy. It's not impossible, particularly if, for example, it becomes apparent that you have very good qualifications and experience compared to people who have remained, and you want to challenge the selection criteria that has been used to select you. Ooh. So it is possible.
Ooh, yeah, I was always better than those, just saying.
Yeah. They don't even know where the coffee's kept. So, look, Sandra Marks, your executive counsel and team leader at Harmer's Workplace Lawyers, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We all just assumed that if you get told that you don't make your probation, they can just flick you, but that is not the case. Thank you very much for your call this morning.
Pleasure.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Teenage love is probably the most intense because you fall into it very fast. You can also fall out of it very fast.
First breakup really hurts you still, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No.
No, it is. It's very deep.
Yes. And it's my son, Ethan, he's about to turn 18 years old. So, you know, things are changing for him, I think, in the expectations of relationships for him too. Because when you're just in a relationship at school, it's very much like a child thing. But I've noticed as he's now finished school and you put more responsibility onto them, they even act different in the way they treat each other, him and his girlfriend.
Because at school they were celebrating months they were together and they don't do that anymore. You know what it is?
Yes.
True. It's that. I mean, in teenage years, how many years are you going out with? Because it's always doubled.
Oh, with it, we're long-term now in a long-term relationship.
How many years together? Four months.
Four months. 4 months is a really long relationship. As an adult, months you've just been seeing someone.
I know, but you got to remember, senior year, like year 12.
It's only about nine months.
Almost
half. So Ethan and his girlfriend, Megan, are about to hit the 1 year mark.
Wow.
God, I remember when that just happened.
Do you?
Yeah, don't you remember?
1 year was big. It was rare. It was rare as a teenager to have a 1 year relationship. You usually have about 10 in a year. But this is what's going to be good for him, is it's going to save him money, I realised. Because their intense teenage love, since they got together, they have been celebrating a 1 month anniversary.
You can't upkeep that.
And every month,
I'm pretty sure the guys initiate that, don't they?
But every month, he's bought her a gift.
That's what she's like, oh, don't forget, I'm like, oh, our 2 months are coming up, so that.
That's exactly, and he spends quite a large amount of money.
How much?
Oh, nothing under $50. Sometimes it's gone up around the 200 mark.
Mm.
Like quite
high.
Monthly
gift.
For a monthly gift.
And does he get one back?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Well, he would be bringing stuff home.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, I don't check his inventory.
I just said. I'm sure he gets it in return.
He does. He does. She's very gift-giving kind of girl. But I said to him, when's this going to stop?
Yeah.
Like, you can't every month. You know, if you guys stay together for 3 years or even forever, like that's a lot. That's a long haul, buddy. And he said to me, 1 year is then it goes from being a monthly gift for anniversaries and then you go yearly.
Like a baby.
When did they get together then? When's their 1 year coming up?
Next month? This month? Next month. Month after.
Sometime this year.
Yes, it's coming
up
shortly
that
anyway.
And what's he planning on getting her?
I don't know.
Is he doing Valentine's Day gifts?
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
Because this is also dangerous territory for him, because not only does it, yes, it does stop the monthly, but this sets the bar for the yearlies from this point forth. So if he gets her a massive one for the year, then next year when it's two, it's got to be bigger.
Next year.
I know, right? Forget I said it.
No, they'll be together.
Oh, these
forever
are all
and ever.
These are all your words.
No.
You know? Ethan. Auntie Abby said she didn't think it was going
to
work.
I haven't. You haven't introduced me to her. I haven't met her.
Yeah, have you not met her?
You're that embarrassing auntie who doesn't want to.
Have you met her?
No.
Oh, you guys will meet her on his 18th birthday. So there you go.
I don't think we should come. I think we might be embarrassing him.
No, that's not.
You not coming to his 18th?
I will, but you've invited me. I want an invite for him. If he sends me a text saying, hey, Abs loves you to come, then I will definitely be there. But I don't want his dad to invite me.
You're worse than a teenage girlfriend. I'm not coming unless I get the invite directly from you. It's not a second-hand invite. That's not a real invite.
I want to be wanted.
Text him. You should text him and say, hey, bro, just
checking.
Hey,
bro, heard you're having a party. What's up?
What do you want me to do? Bring a plate? Teenagers love that.
Go and text him. I want to see what he says. Right. Can you text him?
Yeah.
You've got his number.
Do I say when's your party or just what's...
No, when's your party? You're insinuating you want an invite.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you having a... Hey, Ethan, are you having an 18th?
Hey, Ethy.
Ethy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Dave Hughes
joins us right now. Buddy, thanks for getting up nice and early for us.
I've got three small children. I'm up already, guys. You know, I've driven them to school and, you know, we're back home. We're living the life.
Do you get asked to MC the school fete, Hughesy?
No, which is, you know, I get nothing at school. Honestly, I get nothing. It's like I'm in the witness relocation program. I'm like,
that's
good. I'm looking around, you know. I've got a TV show on air at the moment. I go, guys, can someone give me something? Can we acknowledge that Hughes is in the schoolyard?
Maybe you should go and do reading. They've always need readers. in the morning.
You know what? On that subject, Abby, we've got a, me and my wife put a book out, put a few children's books out called the Excuse Me series about a flatulent sheep. And I believe the Excuse Me book is available in newspapers, maybe today or something.
Oh, the one they're giving away the whole
question,
set.
Man. Yeah.
Now, plug it up, Husey.
Well, I think if you buy a News Limited newspaper today, you get, you know, the Courier Mail.
Oh,
I think you get
that.
We got them all.
Yeah, I got that one. Mm. I mean, I didn't pay for it, but I got it. That's good.
Yeah,
it's
so
very
you get
good.
The book. It's free if you buy the newspaper or just hang around the, you know, bins where newspapers are sold. And,
who wrote the most of it?
My wife, pretty much. I put my name on it, so I sort of autographed it, so...
That's the same as raising children, isn't it? You know?
Exactly.
Like, oh, God, your children are nice. You go, yep.
They've got my surname.
I contributed.
What is it with comedians, though, in the kids' books? Is you've done it, Aunt Doe's done it, Andy's done it, Rogue's done it,
Ed Cavalier's done it.
Yeah, they just, the publishers just come at you and you go, yeah, all right. But, you know, I always want to be a publisher author, and if I can do that by, you know, being involved in a book that's got 17 words in it, why not?
Now, you can hear you in the afternoons with Ed Cavalier. And he's also on Dancing with the Stars. He debuted on Sunday. What did you think? What's three words that you would use to describe his dancing ability?
Is robotic three words? And that's really look, I think he's pretty technically probably sound. I mean, I really have no idea, but look, I know that he's training every day. He's like going through from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Wow.
They're full on training. So I mean, that's. He'll put the effort in, you know. He'll fit into the suit because he hasn't eaten a piece of bread in like 15 years. So he's got to get his shirt off, basically. He's got to get the guns out.
I think he does because remember, no one used to know how buff he was until his wife Tiff posted on Instagram and everyone's like, well, settle down.
Well, he always wears a zip-up jacket, doesn't he? Like, that's his uniform.
Yeah, he wears the uniform of a serial killer. There's no doubt about that.
That is true.
But with two white shoes. That's exactly what really makes it weird.
He wears the same hoodie every day. Ben, I said, why do you wear the same hoodie every day? He says, no, I've got 15 of the same hoodie, so fair enough.
Want to play the audio here because he featured in the performance.
Yes.
And I imagine, did he invite you to be part of it?
Well, of course, I'm not just going to turn up to Dancing with the Stars. He ordered me to do it, and he'd check with management and my wife whether I was available on the night. So I was forced to go along. I had no idea what I was doing. When I got there, they put me in a suit, and then I got told to walk out there and just sit at a piano and pretend you're playing. That's all I knew. And so I had to have my head down, pretend you're playing. Mm. When they turned up, Ed and his dance partner, Georgia, when they sat next to me, I just had to put my head up. And that was it. That's all I knew.
Listen to the shade here.
Our very special guest, please welcome Susan Boyle.
Yeah!
Nice thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. How'd he go, Husey?
From The Masked Singer, another less successful program.
Yes. Usually we have a problem Monday, 9 p.m. They were brilliant. I wanted him to fall over, but he didn't, and it was wonderful. My chicken leg friend did a good job.
That's I was reeling, guys. I'm going to deny it.
Yeah?
I had no idea I was going to be called Susan Boyle. But I'm like, the Australian public, some of them know that I have done that joke myself in the past, but when you do a joke on yourself, I can call myself Susan Boyle, but when someone else calls you Susan Boyle.
Mm. It's like he heckled you. Surely you used to that,
though. Tom Gleason me, like, you know. It was a tricky one. I won't deny it. Absolutely.
Do you think he's going down the tree to mean keep him keen road? You know?
Well, I mean, I think he was just absolutely, he was wired.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he was just like throwing haymakers left, right, and center. Right. So
he was very out of his element, wasn't he?
He was way out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
And he was going to take everyone down with him, so.
Always the way. Hey, Husey, we have a problem. It's back Monday. You can check it out on Channel 10.
You know what? And there's a repeat on Friday at 8:30, which is a great time, guys, because maths isn't on then. So Friday at 8:30.
Every year you have this argument with Married at First Sight, don't you? Hey?
There's always some excuse.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, nice to talk to you. We'll be listening this afternoon when you guys are back on from 5.
Good on you, guys.
Good on you. There he is. Husey on the air. It's
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
All families are different, and it's funny when they share those differences and you go, your family's crazy.
Well, you always think your family's crazy until you meet someone and you go, your family's even crazy.
Or the opposite, you think your family's normal, then someone comes over and they...
Yeah, do you not all do that at dinner time? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, right.
But there is an Instagram account that I've started following, and it's Your Crazy Family, and people submit funny stories, and sometimes they can be things that they tweeted about. And I think some of them you can relate to as well. So I'm going to read some of them out. this guy's written. I took my 8-year-old to the office on Take Your Child to Work Day.
Mm-hmm.
As we're walking around, she started crying and getting really cranky. So I asked her what was wrong. As my co-workers gathered around, she sobbed and said, Daddy, where are all the clowns that you said you worked with?
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, would you just go, oh.
Why would you ever do Take Your Kid to Work Day?
We did Take Your Pet to Work Day, remember?
Yeah, even that was strange, but I can understand that more than Take
Some places
Your Kid.
Work.
Have they
Some
ever done it, bring
do
your
it.
Kid to work day?
No, we had the Christmas.
Son was in here on Friday.
You just do it when no one else does.
Yeah. Well, no, he's doing work experience. Mm. Work, like, bring your pet to work day was like, oh, hang out, pet people's pets.
Mm.
But imagine everyone here, all of us breeders, we all rolling with our children. Yeah. It would just be like a daycare centre for the day.
I'm going to take a sick day if I do that.
Yeah.
Plus, send them.
I come here to get away from them.
This one's for you, Maddie. 12-year-old said to me, Dad, I'm bored. I said back, Dude, I'm pushing 40 and I have a minivan and a mortgage and I get excited about lawn care. What makes you think I know anything about fun?
Was that you?
Just me, minus 7 years. I do love a good lawn. I mowed my lawn too.
We get it.
So I've nearly got it down to the perfect height.
As soon as you do that, we can go to Vegas.
Best dad joke. You ready for this one? My friend gave birth in her car on the way to the hospital and her husband named the kid Carson. If you don't think that's the best dad joke ever, then get out of my face.
That's brilliant.
Car. Son.
Oh, that's even better.
Spelling it out for those who don't know. That's pretty good.
That is good.
Carson's a good name.
It's good gear. Oh, and when I hear the name Carson, I just think of Carson Kresley, the guy from Queer Eye for a Straight Guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only Carson I've ever heard of, ever.
Carson Daly?
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah. He's a reporter in the States, an entertainment reporter.
Gay?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
What does that matter? You mean the one that
Carson Kresley was gay?
All the Carsons are gay.
Just, I don't know. Just checking. As I said, I've only ever met one Carson.
How does that work? Hi, I'm Carson. I'm gay. This is my boyfriend, Carson, obviously.
Well, no, Carson Kresley sounds like a camp name. And it's an entertainment reporter. I'm picturing a Richard Reed American reporter. Oh, my God, it's Carson.
No. He's a bit more of a stud muffin.
Is he? All right, look him up.
Looking him up. Looking the history.
This girl submitted. My husband pissed me off today, so I told him that I can't wait to see what he had planned for our special day tomorrow. There's nothing special about tomorrow, but there is something special about watching the colour in his face as he panics over what the day is. You should try
that's
that.
Mean.
How
Don't
good
do
is it?
That to him. He would have rocked in with everything under the sun going, baby, I love you so much. He would have had all the presents ready to go.
That's really good. I'm going to use that one. Last one. I told my 3-year-old we need to pick up dinner for Daddy on our way home. And she said, Daddy's a grown man. He can cook his own food. My work here is done.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
But let's take a moment as we reflect on a wonderful day that we shared.
You were talking about your son, Matty, just earlier on the show and the fact that he was having an 18th birthday and you said we should come.
Yeah.
But I wanted a personal invite. If he sends me a text saying, hey, Avs loves you to come, then I will definitely be there.
Text him. You should text him and say, hey, bro, just
hey,
checking.
Hey, bro, heard you're having a party. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah. Hey, Ethan, are you having an 18th?
Hey, Ethy.
Ethy.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm.
All right, stand by. Will he invite or will he not? I don't know why you just wouldn't accept my invite. I'm paying for the whole
thing. Can I just say that having, like, a son is like a guy slowly breaking up with you over the years? It's the saddest thing I've ever heard, but it's true. And I feel like in some way he's my son and I just want that approval.
Oh, no.
So I said to him, hey, Ethy, you're having an 18th. He wrote back, yeah, on the 4th of April. Why do you ask? I don't know.
No reason.
What?
No reason. We're just doing a survey, seeing who's having birthdays this year.
I'm going to come.
Does he doesn't want us to come.
I feel weird. I feel like I'm back at high school and I didn't get an invite or like...
Did he really say, why do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Yeah, why do you ask? Yeah.
See, I don't know, bro.
just want to make sure I'm rostered on for that
sweet
night.
Sweet kicks for you, but forget it.
Stop it. Stop. Don't send that.
Not going to. I can deal with rejections.
Sweet kicks.
I don't know.
You sounded like Stella when she got her groove back.
I'll Google that movie. I'm sure it was hip in your day. I'm not going to come now. Because I can't just come now.
Are you
going to go?
No.
I'm not going.
You don't want a 42-year-old at your 18th birthday party that you're not related
For
to?
For the record, can we say that that's Stav talking about himself?
Say thanks, but no thanks.
I don't want it.
Anyway, yeah, I'll be there.
Thanks, but no thanks.
We got what we're talking about.
My soon-to-be 18-year-old son is an idiot.
What's he done now?
Replied to that message with those words to Abby.
That's all right.
I've told him.
Mm-hmm.
I've told him before. I taught him nothing.
Don't upset Auntie Abby.
Don't ask too many questions. Thanks. No, thanks. He wants you there.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. You want us there, so you've got someone to talk to.
If I get a text from him today saying, can you come, you know that I know it's come from you and I don't want it.
We're smarter than that. I'll get him to text him on the night and say, when are you coming?
You know I'm not spontaneous.
Small problem, but, you know, small problems become big problems over time.
And the more you think about it, the bigger it comes.
That's true. And I think we're all suffering from this one. But since the holidays, we've changed studios. And the toilet is just, it's really far away. And I keep mistiming when to go. There's a lot of time during the show where we do have time, and then there's time when we don't. And I keep on going in the times when we don't. You as well?
It's a long way.
It's a long way. We've all been late back to the studio.
I didn't.
What?
I wasn't late.
You weren't late?
No one else knows that.
No, you really haven't missed any breaks. Yeah.
I don't puff like you when I come back, though.
Need more fibre in my diet. Thanks, but no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
That's the podcast. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.